What's up, loved ones? My name is John Scott Gramercy. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, a website devoted to street culture, music, food, fashion, and you. We come together to rejoice in the power of music, our music, and American music, soul, funk, and the like. On music, I got some Freddie McGregor tonight. Some Quadron. Some classics from The Natural Four. Holly Cook. I'm going to start you with the legendary Mavis Staples, her cover of the Funkadelic tune. Can you get to that? Let me see. Got some... Got a good old tune from the Funk Factory after that. Some good old space age, trippy, voyage music. I think you recognize them as a heavily sampled band. Also tonight, expecting my friend Jeff Raffredo from the Agrilites to come by. Anyone taking bets on if he makes it or not? Please enjoy, loved ones. Thank you. Funk Factory, I forget when that was originally recorded. What a fine tune. Some fine Moog and synth. Some fine jazz funk. You know what else is fine? Is their vocalist. Sexy vocals from, I don't know, I can't pronounce her last name very well. Her first name is Ursula Dudziak. Yeah. Good tune. You recognize that sample?
She's a dude.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah. Jeff showed up. So
here.
Yeah. I don't know which one you had 709, but you won.
Yeah, better late than never. But Beastie Boys, the sample, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to play some Beastie Boys later on.
Yeah.
You know what's up next is Dub Club put out a pretty cool collection with the artist Trinity. You know Dub Club?
Of course.
From L.A.?
Yeah.
They do that weekly event over at the Echoplex.
They've been
doing it for like 15 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, they put out a collection of different reggae art. This one's from Trinity and Dub Club. Enjoy.
They may say you live and you learn, you could never get burned. Me said you live and you learn, man, and you will hurt. Come, he said, you are my provider. Come, he said, you are my provider. Come, he said, you are for me guider. Don't come on, so me see that judge are for me guider. When me see that judge are for me guider. To you better be paid. Me said you live and you learn, you could never get burned. So me see me say, you say you live and you learn, and you could never get burned. Yeah. Silver and gold will vanish away, but a good education shall never decay. Latino sister, feel no fear, no fears. I will tell you, Jah will continually support the school and learn the golden. You got to back the mind to give us out. We teach you about the song that lead the way is on with me. Hey! Jah fi me guide us. Jah fi me guide us. Well, let me tell you, see that Jah fi me guide us. Cause it may guide you in the east and it will guide you in the west. So, oh my God, I miss it. Jah are the best. Jah me guide us.
Thank you.
Holly Cook.
Cooking.
Yeah. Holly. Tune's called 99 from her last record that came out twice. Is the name of the record on the Mr. Bongo label. It's a crowdsourced album. You know, so...
Kickstarter.
All her loved ones put in for that one.
Nice. That's really... I like that track.
And it's produced by Prince Fatty, just like everything else nowadays.
Mm.
Before that, we heard Trinity and Dub Club. I guess I know a little bit about Dub Club. They're a L.A. collective.
Yep.
They put out music, remix music, and put on a weekly event.
Yeah, that's right.
And by the way, that tune and that album are on the Stones Throw label. And I know they did something recently with the Lions as well. They put out a dub record with LA's own The Lions.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know a little bit more about the Dub Club than I do, yeah? Why don't you enlighten the loved ones and me?
Well, you know, I've actually been going to that since it started. It started, I want to say, 99?
The Dub Club event at the Echoplex?
Echoplex. It started at the Shortstop, which is a small bar on Sunset, and it got packed all the time. So they moved it over to the Echo, and then they built the Echoplex, which is beneath the Echo. So they moved it down there, and it consistently fills up. It's a local guy, DJs, Tom Chasteen, DJ Boss Harmony, a.k.a. David Orlando, and a collective, Ja Faith. A couple other guys I don't know as well, Benji. And, they spin vinyl, Jamaican classics, every Wednesday night. And they also, over the years, have had a lot of really great classic Jamaican artists that perform live. They do it once in a while, like maybe once a month or once every 2 months. But they've had some really great shows. They've had U-Roy.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
the Leonard originator.
Dillon. Yeah, Leonard Dillon, Ethiopian. They had the Melodians. They've had, they've had a ton of great artists. You know, they really know their reggae.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
And, cool. I'm going to have to get into that and play more of their stuff.
Yeah.
And, before that, we heard Funk Factory. And we started off the whole original set way back when, at the beginning of the show, the Mavis Staples. Can you get to that? Her cover of the Funkadelic tune. And so here we are in present time with Jeff Refredo from Agrolites.
Yeah, there it went. Present time is gone.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about Tom Petty. Did you talk with him or just work?
I worked for Tom Petty. He had some rehearsals for this tour he's on, his new album, Hypnotic Eye, which he went to number one. He never had a number one album before.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe number one songs, but a number one album. This album he just came out with a couple weeks ago.
Surprising.
One.
Bomb the Torpedoes was kind of huge in his day. Or Damn the Torpedoes.
Never made number one.
Yeah.
His first number one. Had it for 40 years.
Mm. He's a fixture, you know, and he's got sort of that everyman thing going on. Like, everybody kind of likes him.
He's not. The thing is about him is he's like, do you ever meet anybody who's like, I hate Tom Petty? That's the thing. People go like, oh, there's artists that are polarizing. Like, I love that music. Other people, oh, I hate that guy. But Tom Petty's sort of up the middle. Everyone's, yeah, I like that. You know?
Yeah. He's just got that kick in it, like, good old boy thing. Yeah. And he's not letting the overbite go either, too. I like that. I mean, the guy's, you know, multimillionaire, billionaire at this point. And
they're getting some work done. He's keeping it au natural.
That's right. Eat the corn off the cob through a picket fence. Maybe, you know, I bet you dudes like that can't really do that, though, because it'll probably switch the sound of his voice.
Yeah, it's a unique sound.
Yeah, and he does have a very unique voice. It's a little bit nasally.
Yeah.
Not bagging, but it's like you can tell when he's singing.
You know when it's him.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if he got the choppers fixed, maybe he'd come out more of like a golden-throated crooner type.
You never know.
Yeah.
Say Barbara Streisand... considered a nose job, but she was told that it would alter her vocals.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So she never did it.
Mm-hmm.
Au natural, folks.
Babs.
Brooklyn. <Yeah. laughs>
And we got to queue up some stuff here. Edan. Sort of a independent artist out of Baltimore. I got this off a pretty cool collection from Now Again Records. Just a collection of their different artists, Now Again Records. Edan with Sagittarius Rap. Production's a little bit fuzzy, but the talent is top-notch, and that's good enough for me. After that, I'm going to follow it up with some Beastie Boys after that, because I'm inspired by the Funk Factory tune earlier. And taking a a couple other directions after that. Hey, did you know that the Paul's Boutique, you remember when the commercial in Paul's Boutique for Paul's Boutique, and they said it's in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
That corner's in Manhattan, dude, in the photo. It's a big sham.
Fake.
Yeah.
Right. Been exposed.
Enjoy this.
Here.
Sex is the reason that we all exist. See, the stars made love and primordial mist. Way before the abyss, generated Genesis, the endless kiss. When the gods put their lips on the galaxy, stimulating universal energy. Magically, sexually, life will spread rapidly. Vasectomy to decimate the legacy is futile. Whenever I write, I give life to a new child. The music sound new vibe. I'm fit to have sex with rap and probably procreate a new style. Spermatozoa devoted to searching the biological ocean for control of the ovum. Broken in Omega, flow goes extra mileage, cause everything is sex and violence. Jet for seclusion and refuge and choosing the best loops avoided. Lex coops and toys and texts and tools that infect the school systems. Paint new rhythms like Picasso using cubism. New prisms for your eyesight to explore. My life's with Adam and Eve and the sex floor. Connect your rhymes with minds like an amoeba. We could either follow the leader, follow procedures. Either eat her before you secrete a seed in between her, or leave her screaming, fainting beneath you to please her deeper. So many ways to sex it, with amazing methods. I never paid to get it. I was made to wreck it. I ain't afraid to bless it, cause I slay protected. On stage I'm naked, the way I was created. At a show capacity was 240. Did it to the crowd, it was a new sort of orgy. The mother brothers before me approached it kinda corny. So when I grabbed a shorty, yo, she wasn't even more for me. That made me more horny. I like a challenge, so started to alter the definition of a talent show. I knocked it off like a gallon pro. Hit it and switch positions. Loving this mic, got a rich tradition. Yeah, the baddest of the best was affectionate. Romance and bodily kisses before sexing it. Slow dance and pay for the meal, just like a gentleman. Treat her like a lady, hold the door before you let her in. Mental medicine, penicillin, or whatever villain. Infecting the mic with metaphysics with syphilis in it. Cynical critics scripted as if I ain't fucking it right. But all they do is masturbate, they never was touching the mic. Busting a slide, man, that ain't my style. Get permission before sticking and stay a while. When you hit it, it was fake. Plus you spit in the face, talking shit in the place. Like you's addicted to bass. When upliftment and patience is passe to rap mate. Seem like a us pay that stinks like an ashtray. On this microphone, best to watch what that ass say. So everybody don't catch AIDS in the last days. Be careful with this shit.
Girl, you're walking tall now in your fancy clothes. You got fancy things to go going up your nose. You're getting fancy gifts from expensive men. You're a dog on a leash like a pig in a pen. Mothership connection. Are you expecting?
What's up, loved ones? That was Quadron from Denmark. A little day in Seoul.
Yeah.
And they're an interesting, I think they're a duo mainly. They got a couple of LPs out. They're an offshoot from the Boom Clap Bachelors Collective, also from Northern Europe, but just a artist collective, really.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Scandinavian soul.
The singer's name's Coco, and yeah, she's got a ton of soul. And, that's on the Vested in Culture label. Prior to that, we heard some classic stuff from Natural 4, originally released on Curtis Mayfield's Kurtdom label. I forget the year. Early 70s, 74 or so. But now you can find it from the good folks at Rhino Records. The band name Natural 4, the tune was You Bring Out the Best in Me. I love that tune, man. It's a good song. Really sweet. Before that, we heard the Beastie Boys, 3-Minute Rule, off of the Paul's Boutique album, produced by the Dust Brothers. Man, the Dust Brothers made their imprint on the 90s, man. I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
You know, back and
they had that iconic studio built into like a boat house on Hyperion.
Yeah.
boat shaped Silver Lake.
And so I don't know it.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still there.
And they kind of established the crossover hip hop sound, you know.
They brought it to the mainstream.
Mm-hmm. And MCA was talking about that record though, the Paul's Boutique, and he said, I mean, he said when they met with them, they pretty much had half the album already, the music, and then they just collabed for like the second half. So a lot of that stuff is like, you know, the Dust Brothers. But I mean, it was such an important record for the Beastie Boys. I mean, you gotta think that was a follow up to License. It was huge, right?
It was way different.
And all eyes are on them. Like, what are they gonna do?
And it was kind of one of the first retro albums. Like, nobody was, they straight up went from License to Ill, crazy party dudes to like straight up 70s funk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Their whole look changed. They did it tongue in cheeky. Like, we're gonna have goatees and kind of afro. Like, you know what I'm saying? They almost like they were making fun of it, but like, it was really funky, and nobody had, at least, you know, to my knowledge, really done a retro kind of album.
Yeah, for sure. And pretty stony. And
man,
the Dust Brothers.
Yeah, man, pioneers of retro.
Loved ones, as always, you can email me if you got some music that you want to channel through me. I will be your conduit. If you got an event you want to promote, or if you are or know of a guest on the show, someone you want to be a guest on the show, hit me up, man. Let me know. You can always email me at radiosancho@gmail.com.
Yes.
Jeff's over there working on that vape.
Yeah.
Yeah. And radiosancho@gmail.com. And t-shirts, man. Neighborhood Love has t-shirts coming out. I'm gonna help them with the catalog shoots this weekend, and
nice.
It'll be up on the website next week.
I want one.
Yeah, you got it, man. You earned it.
Yeah,
you earned it.
Yeah.
You put in your hours, man.
Yeah,
working.
Feel that love.
What's up with the any AgriLite stuff coming up soon?
Yeah, actually, August 28th, we're playing in San Diego. I don't remember the name of the venue offhand.
Mm-hmm.
Bad promoting. I can get it though. August 28th, San Diego. August 30th is a festival in Long Beach. That's what we got coming up locally.
And somebody could go onto your Facebook page and probably check up on those and other events.
Oh yeah, agroreggae.com, or just, you know, on Facebook, AgriLites. Check it out. AGGROLITES.
Yeah. let's see. Let's play. Oh, I got some Freddie McGregor, aka nice. Little Freddie. Chant It Down. And I'm going to follow it up with Cody Chestnut.
Well, I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah. Well, put seatbelts on your ears because I'm going to take them through a wild ride.
Oh, nice.
The road is rocky and the way seems steep, but try to long judge of people we've got to. Break down their evil devices, evil mind, where you gonna stand? Chantum, Babylon kingdom, I am being chanted low. Oh, Chantum, Babylon kingdom, I am being chanted low. What was it from the wise and the prudent is now revealed to be men suckling. Don't you see your kingdom really, really stand? Gonna break down your evil devices, Babylon. Fire out of kingdom, gonna train you.
Babylon kingdom, oh, I am in your kingdom.
Say that with your
chantum, Babylon kingdom, I am in your chantum.
Oh,
kingdom really, really stand. Gonna break down your evil devices, evil mind, where you gonna stand?
Chant down Babylon kingdom, I am in the chanted down.
Whoa,
chant down Babylon kingdom, I am in the chanted down.
Say na 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 na.
Chant down Babylon kingdom, I am in the chanted down.
No evil can enter.
Chant down Babylon.
We live. that it ain't gonna be good enough now. Oh, Paula, what kind of cool do we think of next? What kind of cool do we think of next? Oh, what kind of cool?
Chestnut. Before that, we heard Freddie McGregor. And thanks so much, Jeff, for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, loved ones, for coming by. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. We do this show, Neighborhood Love Radio, every week. Thursday. The live show is Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And archived at neighborhood-love.com. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.